Well, now scrambling to get the headset on. Come on, I'm just kidding. It's head coach of the Avon Wrestling Eagles, Mark Jane. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We always appreciate the time. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having us and supporting the sport of wrestling here. I think that's great.
You got it, Coach. And just tell us about the off season for you, the guys. I'm sure lots of action for the guys getting in the mats.
We got to back that up, Rocco. We got to back that one up a little bit. Mark's in his first year over at Avon. Coming from Hawkins. Talk to us about coming to Avon from the east side of town. You're over at Hawkins taking over a program that Jeremiah Johnson had in good shape. Just talk to us about taking that program over, Mark.
Yeah, as a Hawkins head coach for 3 years and moved back to Lorain County for the first time since I was in high school, so I'm excited to be back in Lorain County and that Lorain County connection and being able to get a job, a teaching job at Avon. I'm very excited for that. This is a great community, great families, great parents. The wrestlers have been phenomenal. It's a really supportive, close-knit community, and I just love being a part of it right now.
There's not a whole lot of better situations, I think, to really walk into. Not even just from a wrestling program perspective, but just the community as a whole, like you kind of alluded to, the families, the kids, the parents, the teacher. I mean, everybody over there in that Avon community. We always talk about how special it is to be an Eagle, but I think you've gotten to experience that now a little bit.
I have, yeah. The communities really came together in our one of our wrestlers' times of need in the beginning of the school year. A tragedy happened to one of our wrestlers,
yeah.
And she's very unfortunate, very sad. He was a great kid, and you can just see how much the community came for the family and together and just all the support for the whole town. And I thought that was amazing what everyone was able to do.
How hard can it be to persevere through something like that as a program? Are there extra things you have to kind of tell the kids, or are they pretty good about kind of getting up and moving on?
Yeah, it wasn't easy when one of your best friends passes away, but a lot of these kids, they were strong.
Good.
They made speeches for the community get-together, and they just came together and hung out with each other and had each other for support and their families. And I mean, that really spoke a lot to me about who these kids were during that time.
Mark, talk to us about who some of these kids are. I think you bring back some pretty quality kids over at Avon. Talk to us about who some of your standouts look like coming into the season, and maybe some guys that we don't know about that you think are going to contribute.
Yeah, we had a few guys heading out to Fargo when I first took over the program. It was like a week before they left, so it's always good to see people wrestling year-round, especially qualifying for a national tournament. Let's see, we have about, I think, four district qualifiers returning for Avon, so we want to up that and keep that going and keep getting better. Let me see, new people coming in. We have a Tony Morasco, 6'13 pounder. He's been impressive as late, so expect big things from him. We have a Ian Englehart. He's a big freshman. He's strong. He's tough. He's a goer, which I love watching him wrestle because he just goes out there and battles, and he's very coachable, so I love those types of kids. We have Jack Schumacher, tall, lanky guy. We're going to work on those cradles with him. So there are some newcomers, some returners. We have Riley Atkins. I think he made it to districts. He's a Fargo qualifier. Not sure in the weights yet. We're actually certified tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. We have Mason Fitch. He's a district qualifier returner, and we're looking for him to lead the team. And he has a great work ethic. And we have 2 days of practice for about 15 of our guys so far, who just came off a loss in the football season, and they're dedicated to that. And props to our football coach, because these boys, most football guys come in, football's a different shape. But they came in with pretty good aerobic condition and cardio condition, so I was very impressed with that. They did a good job. Let's see, we have a heavyweight return in Hammond. He's looking to make some improvements. Let me see,
Mark. How are the numbers in the room? How many kids do you have out?
Well,
right now?
With football players back, it's hitting about 40 kids. Well, which is nice. Always like a few more, but then you get worried about room capacity. But we have a good mixture of there, of young kids and veterans. And I tell these boys, wherever you're at, that's doesn't matter if you're a first year, you have a first year senior on the team. This kid stays after practice all the time. I love that. And so I want that to influence these other guys to stay after and get better. Because wherever they're at right now, it doesn't matter. Their goal is to be a state champ, national champ, starter, just to be on the team. All right, we want you to make improvements every day out there.
Talk to us about your schedule a little bit, Mark. This is you come back to the west side here. It's a little bit different. Avon's always kind of jumped into the fire pretty good. Talk to us about some of those big tournaments on your schedule.
All right, we're starting off with the greats, Avon Lake Cobos Classic. So we're excited for that. We're right next door to Avon Lake, so hopefully we get a lot of our fans there to support us. We're going for our winter break tournament. We're going to be going to Medina Invitational. I think we had that scheduled last year at Avon, but it was canceled, so we're going back there. And as an athlete myself, that means a lot to me. And when I was growing up and my dad was coaching at Lyra High, that was always one of the biggest tournaments in the state, sometimes tougher than the state tournament. So I'm very excited for that. We're going to Berkshire Battle for the Belt. We're the champions, get a WWE-style belt, which can't beat that. That's phenomenal. Southwest Conference. Let me see. I think we're going to go to the John Matucci Memorial Classic at East Lake North. We're trying to get these boys a lot of matches, a lot of different levels of tournaments. So we get that experience. All of our guys need that experience to keep getting better weekly and get that feedback to keep rising up that ladder.
Mark, we talked about some of the help in the wrestling room, and I make sure I snapped a picture of your dad and John Sedlak over there together. Your dad, former head coach at Elyria, certainly a Hall of Famer himself. What's it like to have someone like that in the room to help you out?
Oh, it's very special. Yeah, he was the head coach at Elyria from 80 to 90 and St. Ed's for 29 years, assistant there. And he's able to start off practice. I'm teaching still at the kindergarten building for Avon, so his high school boys start a little earlier. So he gets them off. He tells them a lot of the mental part, things they need to know. He gives them the big talks about anything. So that's great to have him in the room. He's got the experience, so he can give the feedback to the kids individually. He can whip them up when they need it. So having him in the room is just unbelievable. And him being my dad is just extra special.
I can't leave a family member out, because if you've ever been around the Jane family, you know that Mrs. Jane might be the premier wrestling photographer in the Midwest, and I might be selling her short on that. So we got to get a shout-out for Mom. And is Mom going to be out there taking pictures for you with the camera?
Oh, you better believe she's going to be right on their mat side getting yelled at by the officials to back up. And she was like, I don't care. She's been there at NCAA Finals Matt's side for many years. So, yeah, she'll be around all around Lorain County this year.
Fantastic, mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, Coach, welcome first and foremost. We appreciate you coming onto the show. Excited to have you here in Lorain County as the head coach of the Eagles, again, taking over from Jeremy Johnson. It's always fun talking with him, fun talking with you here as well. So best of luck to you and the boys this season. And again, welcome. Congrats on the new gig.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Great. Avon's great. Go Eagles. The homegrown Eagles, that is.
There you go. There is head coach of the Avon Eagles, Mark Jane. Kind enough to share some time.